on today's Technobabble, using a live production camera.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design for the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So in the previous weeks, we've talked all about using different production equipment, and I thought that we'd get to the main piece of a live production system, live video production system, that is, and that's the camera. Without the camera, none of the rest of it works. It doesn't matter if you have the best switcher in the world. You can't switch between shots that don't exist. So let's take a look at this camera, which is a Panasonic. Let me look at the model number here. It is a AGHPX300P, which is a camcorder and a live production camera. It's in studio configuration right now, which uses P2 cards if you're recording live elsewhere. So unlike maybe a DSLR, which is what I'm shooting, what you're looking at me through right now, or a guy like this is a little camcorder. This is a very large system, and you might be wondering why so large. Well, part of it is on purpose. When you have a large camera that has some heft to it, it's very hard to shake. So that's actually an advantage. This is a broadcast lens. It's got a few different features from a DSLR lens. For example, you have a place to attach the zoom handle or the zoom gear. We'll see that little gear, which connects to this gear, which is built into the camera. Also, we have a servo-controlled zoom, which I can turn off the servo down underneath and just control it manually if I wanted. But let me turn that back on so that they don't miss it this weekend. Next, we have the ring that controls the aperture. So I can go from f16, which is very teeny tiny, so it doesn't let a lot of light in, to f1.4, which is wide open, lets in a lot of light, but this is a very shallow depth of field, not a lot is in focus. This is a very deep depth of field, everything is in focus. So we usually leave that about 2.8, but all that is controlled by the CCU in the control room, camera control unit, which we've talked about before. Got a lot of controls here, most of which are controlled, again, by the camera control unit. This is an eyepiece, which is a viewfinder, but on this particular camera, I also have a flip-out viewfinder if I need it, and since we're in studio configuration, we have a larger viewfinder. Down here is the headset that plugs into the studio back on this guy. Let me turn it around. And then you'll see that we have two pan bars. So I can pan left and right. On the left one is the zoom control, and that's mechanical. So while I'm twisting this, the camera isn't even on, but you'll notice that it twists the lens, the focus barrel. I have zoom control here. On this particular zoom controller, I can change the speed of the zoom with that potentiometer there, so can slow it down or speed it up. And this is also variable, so the farther I push it in one direction or the other, the faster it goes. Now, I should also point out that this camera, I could remove it from the tripod by pushing that and pulling this lever. Not going to do that because I want to show the rest of the camera to you and I don't want it to fall off. That would be bad. So, again, continuing on, we continue on, this is the other side of the camera, and there's that servo. So normally I would be using the hand that's actually holding the camera you're looking through. So you've got to use your imagination here, because it actually would be more like this, only you'd see the back of my hand. You know what I'm talking about. So I have the zoom control right here. So if I had this on my shoulder, there's a little pad here to make it a little more comfortable, then I can put my right hand in through this and handle the zoom control here. I can change the speed again here with this potentiometer. And then with my other hand, I would handle focus. And if I was doing a shoot and didn't have a CCU, then I would handle the aperture right there. So that's the basics of this studio camera. Well, I hope that helped you. If you like what you see, by all means, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com. Leave a comment under this video. Tell me what you like, how I can improve, etc. And also, sign up for my email newsletter, which you can do at trinitydigitalmedia.com/newsletter, strangely enough. There you can get a weekly newsletter from me about all kinds of church tech stuff and free resources for training. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.